the Torah in Hilchos Rish Chodesh brings down from his brother Rabbeinu Yechiel that the three regalim, the Shalosh regalim, are connected the three avos. Pesach is connected Avraham Avinu, and the Amuna, Shavuos is connected Yitzchok, the Isle of Yitzchok, the Shofar, which is like the Shofar that was on Har Sinai, and Sukkos is connected Yaakov Avinu. As it says, that he made Sukkos for his animals. The Shal is, what Shaykhis does it have, because Yaakov made Sukkos for his animals, therefore Yaakov is connected Sukkos. What's the Shaykhis between Yaakov Avinu and Sukkos? Second Ha'ara is that we find that the Bach writes that Laman Yidu Dar Seichen Ki Besukkos Yeshavtis Bnei Yisrael. Anytime that it says Laman in the Torah, Laman Tizkru, like it says by Tzitzis, Laman Yidu Dar Seichem, he says the Kavana is Ma'akif. And a person, it's not just that he has to have Kavana for the mitzvah, he has to have the specific Kavana that the Torah tells you. So when a person is sitting in the Sukkah according to the Bach, I think the Mishnah Berurah says Lechatchila, one should have this in mind. It's not Ma'akif Bnei Yevim, but Lechatchila, certainly one should have in mind Laman Yidu Dar Seichem Ki Besukkos Yeshavtis Bnei Yisrael. Person, when he's eating, especially on the first night that he has a chiv to eat in the sukkah, he should be thinking that the tzivui of eating in the sukkah and doing everything else in the sukkah is l'man yidu der yisechen kibin sukkah zeshavti as b'nei Yisrael. What does it mean kibin sukkah zeshavti? It's actually machlekes. Sukkah, does it mean real sukkahs, or does it mean anonei ha-covid? The anonei ha-covid. The shayla is, if it's anonei ha-covid, then it's probably both of them are true. Also Sukkos and also Anani HaKovid. The question is, why out of the three Nisim that we had, Nisim Tamidim that we had in the Midbar, the Mon came down every day, the Bear of Miriam, and the Anani HaKovid, was epis that only connected the Anani HaKovid, do we have a Yontif, and connected the Mon, and connected the Mayim, we don't have a Yontif. I saw the Reb David Cohen in his Sefer brings down that the Chidah asked the question. I thought maybe it could be, we'll say different malach, but I'll pee what the Erlam says when it gets to Hanukkah, that why is the Hanukkah keneged the nace of the Pach HaShemen, l'chor the nace of the Muhammad was a great, much greater nace. The answer is that the nace of the Pach HaShemen was something that Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do for us. Tum HaChur B'tzibur, Tum HaChuy B'tzibur. We could have used other oil, we could have gotten around it. The nace of the Muhammad, Nitzach HaMuhammad, if we wouldn't have won the Muhammad, would be in deep trouble. As opposed to over here, we had ways around it. So the special kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we have the Yontif is. Can I get that special extra added kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So too, water, food, you can't live without it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilo has to give that to us. He didn't have to give us the Anani HaKavod that would flatten out the mountains, V'chulu. That was an added plus, and Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to give it. It could be that's the reason why. Maybe there's another reason also. But there's some question, what's up is that Aaron HaKohen, the schus of the Anani HaKovid was connected to Aaron HaKohen. What's the connection between Aaron HaKohen and the Anani HaKovid? What's up is that dafka that was b'schus Aaron HaKohen. So I was thinking, I saw something very nice. I saw, we learned Dalin Minim this past man, the past two Zmanim, due to Corona, that we were supposed to learn Brachas. We thought we would learn, because Baruch Hu decided otherwise. We learned Dalin Minim, which is what the Chabur started with 11 years ago. And we even went a little bit further past what the Chabur did the first round. Last time we only did Summer Zman, now we did also Elul Zman. And the Rikanti, the Beis Yosef, brings down a fascinating Rikanti, that the Rikanti writes that he had a Chosid from Ashkenaz. He had a Talmud Chochem from Ashkenaz staying at his house on Sukkos. And the night before, the night of Sukkos, he had a dream. The Rikanti had a dream that this chassid was writing the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and he wrote the first three letters, Yud Kei Vav, and the last, he separated, and he didn't write it next to the first three letters. And the Rikanti says in his dream that he was Moicha, and he told him, Vasepes, you have to write all the letters together, you can't be Mafrid. He says, he didn't understand what the dream was. And then he woke up in the morning, and he saw that this chassid, when he took his Dalan Minim, he took the Lulav with the Hadas and the Ravas in one hand, and he took the Esrog in the other hand, and he didn't put them together. So he was mafrid between the three minim and the fourth min. And Chazal tell us in the Medrash Rabbah, in Parshas Emor, that the Arba minim are all connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Lulav is Tzadik HaTomer Yifroch, and Huaymid Ben Hadassim, he's Reichel Barovis, and he's Oiz Vahadar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Priyetzot, like the Priyetzotar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Keneged, mainly the Medrash says that Lulav Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esrik Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hadar Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Arav Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they all symbolize the Ribbono Shel Olam HaMelo, Kenira, the Rikanti understood that each one is a different letter of the Shema Vayo, and you can't be mafrid between the Shemais, the letters of the Shema Vayo, HaMelo, you have to put them all together. The Goyin actually says, and it's brought down la'alocha, the Mechaber pasmas it la'alocha, in some intafresh non alef, if you're alef, that you have to put them all together, the dalaminim together when you're shaking them, and whenever you take them, you should really be putting them together. Even though the lulav hadas and arav are on one hand, and esrig is in the second hand, you should put them together when you're shaking them. The Goyin on this halacha, the Bir Agra, he says, what happens? You have to put them all together. He quotes a different chazal. Chazal say that the lulav is keneged. The Esrig, which has Tam Vareach, is Keneged, the Talmid Chachamim that have also turned, also Gemilas Chasodim. The Hadas, which just has Reach, is Keneged, the Talmid Chachamim, those people that have Chasodim, they don't have Torah. The Lulav, which is the Tam, is the Tmarim, is the Torah without the Reach. And the Aravis doesn't have, not Tam, not Reach, it's those people that don't have, not Gemilas Chasodim and not Torah. And you're supposed to be Ma'agat them all together, you're supposed to take them all together. And you elu mechaper nal elu. Those that have ma'isim tevim we mechaper. Those that don't have. Those that have a tevim mechaper. Those that don't have. All of Klai Yisrael connect together. Kulam ke'echod is that is Klai Yisrael b'tifarto. And that's why says the Goyin you have to put the esrei keneged together with the lulav and the hadas and the ravis because all of Klai Yisrael is supposed to be meugit together. I saw brought down that in a chasidusha a pamphlet. That the Hasidim say that not only in all the Dal and Minim together, Achdus, each one of the Dal and Minim is also Achdus. It says when I get to Lulav, that the Lulav is Kapes Marmitz with the out of the Gemara Darshins. Kofois. It's supposed to be tied together. It's supposed to be, it's not supposed to be Nifritu, or even Nifritu Lechatchila, according to Yehudi, you're supposed to tie them together. If the leaves are separate, you should put them back together. Lechatchila. The leaves are all supposed to be together. The Esrig, it's Dor, Mi'ilan, Mishan, Lashana. The old Esraigim stay together with the new Esraigim. There's Achdus between the all the pairs. The Hadassim, all the leaves on each row come out of exactly the same spot. They're Muchadim. And Aravais, the Gemara calls it Achvono, which is like Achva. Because the leaves are all, the branches are all one in the next. They're all Muchadim together. So he said, what's Taka the Pshat? That there's Achdus in each one of these... Every person has to be muchad by themselves. What does that mean? So he wanted to say that Alpidus Rikanti, that no, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's referring to the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since each one of the Dalai Minim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Ushma Echad is entirely Mu'uchad. He does it less by Guf. He doesn't have any Eivarim. He doesn't have everything that he does is Mu'uchad. He said that he wanted to say that that's a Pshat. I thought that maybe that you could say a different Pshat. That each person is supposed to be mu'uchad. Each person is supposed to take all his koiches and be ma'achad them to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Each person is supposed to take his ma'ilus, is supposed to take even his chesroinus, b'shnei yitzrecho, and use them all. He's an atzel, so use his atzel through the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't run after your taivas. But everybody's supposed to take their koiches and be mi'achad them for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing that can't be mi'uchad for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Orchat Tzadikim, that he shows how every midah could be used is a ma'il and a chesroin. Even the good midas could be chesroinus, and even the bad midas could be milas. Each one should be used on a person that's mischasir with achzorim, it's terrible. A person that's misachzer with rishoyim, so that's good, that's very good. Every mila could be used, every mido could be used in the right way. Mamela, I thought that that's really the connection of Yaakov Avinu connected sukkis. Sukkis is tzeir midiras keva, and go to and sin in adiras arai. Adiras arai, in other words, leave your kvius, your gashmius, and use your gashmius, your eating, turn your eating, and turn your sleeping, and turn everything else that you have into one big ma'isa mitzvah. All the gashmius that you have will be a ma'isa mitzvah. You're not bringing out your entire house into the dearest keva. Whatever you need for eating, whatever you need for sleeping, that's the mitzvah. And you're taking your gashmius and be mechaven it, all your your materialism, all your gashmis that you have, you're being miyachedit for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a mitzvah. Your eating becomes a mitzvah, your drinking becomes a mitzvah, your sleeping becomes a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah says if you have to shmooze with somebody, you should shmooze them in the sukkah, the shmooze become a mitzvah. Zichar, one shouldn't shmooze, says Mishnah Berurah says, be careful not to speak Lashon Hara and not to be koyas in the sukkah. But everything becomes, all the gashmis turns into ruchnis. That's really the koyach of Yaakov Avinu. As we know, Avram Avinu is chesed. Chesed is giving bli gvul. Yitzchak is din, only kefiyah magia. Yaakov is tiferes. Tiferes is the mizug, the blend of the two koyaches of chesed and din together. It's the rachamim, which is a mixture of chesed and din together. That's really what it is. That's the midah of tiferes, is to take the two opposites and blend them into a perfect use. There's ruchnis, there's gashmis, blend them together. Use the gashmis for the ruchnis. That's really the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Kol shi tiferes, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, kol shi tiferes lo yisev, tiferes lo yimena adam. What does that mean? Says the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis. The golden mean, it means to go the derech hamamutzo. Why is that? What does that have to do with the Mishnah of tiferes lo yisev? That's the midah of tiferes. The midah of tiferes is to take the two sides, not too much to one side, not too much to the other side. Go in the middle. That's what it is. Not too much chesed, not too much din. Be miyachad them together and turn it into tiferes. That's the nekuda of sukkahs. That's the Yontif of Sukkot, is taking the ruchnis and taking the gashmis and being miyachad them together towards avodas Hashem. And I think that's really Aaron HaKohen with Anani HaKovod, is Aaron HaKohen was oyev shalom v'oyev shalom. He brought two opposites, two people.